The FLEG program is a joint initiative between the European Commission, FAO, the government of the UK, and the government of Sweden to address illegal logging and some of the associated governance challenges with that. It's a multi-donor trust fund, and the third phase, which we're just starting now, is a total of $30 million. The program provides technical and financial assistance to local stakeholders through calls for proposals and direct dialogue with governments. We support private sector organizations, government institutions, and civil society organizations to address their local identified forest governance challenges. We also have a process of supporting knowledge and information sharing through organizing workshops and supporting publications on lessons learned through the different projects that we support. There are economic, social, and environmental costs associated with illegal logging and poor forest governance. Governments all across the globe lose billions of dollars every year that could be used for quality social programs. Indigenous groups or community forest dependent groups lose access to resources and possibly increase challenges of food insecurity. Environmentally, illegal logging has a very detrimental impact on the degradation of forests. Degraded forests have a challenged ability to provide environmental services such as soil stabilization, clean drinking water, and carbon sequestration. The program has supported over 200 projects in 40 different countries. For example, in Latin America, we've worked with Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia to develop more comprehensive chain of custody systems, meaning helping the government monitor log movement from the point of harvest all the way through production and then sale of timber products. That allows them to capture more revenue and to ensure legality of their timber products. We've worked with the government of Ghana to establish guidelines on how best to ensure that communities adjacent to forest concessions are able to benefit from those the harvested timber and have social benefits from that. We've also worked with the private sector in the Philippines to develop best usage guidelines to help them track the timber that they purchase, whether inside the Philippines or externally, and track that through their production line to ensure that they're using only legal timber for the production of furniture or other timber products that they're exporting. We're very excited about this third phase that's starting now. Again, it's a $30 million trust fund, and it will continue until 2020. New for the third phase, we'll be focusing more effort on working with the private sector. Efforts to address governance and legality have been lagging with the private sector as we focused more on government and civil society organizations. The second part will be focusing on fewer countries. We'll only be working in 22 countries rather than the 40 countries, and we'll help them move forward more specifically on the governance challenges that they're facing.